Delighted to be joined by new manager, Mark Bauer. It's like a step back in time, this, Mark. Here we are again. And it's the end of the season. We've just watched the Workington game. We've just lost 2-1. But you, of course, announced as manager this week. You and Danny Boshall coming back to the club. It's been a real boon, I think, for many around the club. The reaction's been really positive. Can you just tell us a little bit about how it's come about, what the last week has been like for you?
Yeah, it's come about pretty quickly, really. We obviously, when the previous manager left around about a month ago, I just dropped John a line just to see what the plans were with the club. And at that time, you know, they were obviously looking to finish the season with Liam, who's done a terrific job in two spells in charge, get through to the end of the season with him and assess it from there. And then heard from John back end of last week, and met with Russ and the rest of the board earlier this week, and we managed to put plans in place to take it on and try and take the club forward again after, you know, a couple of seasons in this league. We want to try and help it push back to get back up to, you know, certainly National League North level initially, and who knows beyond that. But yeah, really excited about it, really, you know, very grateful to be given the opportunity to come and do it. And I've had some lovely messages this week, or since yesterday, since it was announced. But that, you know, that's great, but that counts for nothing. We've got a job to do, and we've already started that with Russ, with the board, to identify who we want to keep and who we want to bring in as well. So yeah, work's already started, and we're really getting our teeth stuck into it.
What's it like? I mean, returning to a club, you had tremendous success. We, you know, went up the National League under your leadership. And did you have any reservations coming back second time around?
No, I don't think so. I think jobs like this are few and far between. We've had a difficult time over the last few years working under really strict constraints in our previous job, and an opportunity like this at Guiseley, where there is the scope to recruit the kind of players that will get you challenging at the top end of a division, that was really, really appealing to us, because it's been a long time since we've been able to do that. And I think when we had the opportunity to do that, we did that really well. So, you know, from a personal point of view, I want to prove it to myself that we can go ahead and do that again. Coming back to Guiseley, I think, gives us a head start. I think, you know, we had such a good time here, both myself and Danny, as not just as a management team but as players as well, Danny more so than me. We had some really good times and you know, some really good people at the football club, and just been walking around the ground today, everyone's had a, you know, kind word to say. I've had lots of really nice messages, and I really, you know, really want to do well for them. Do well for everyone connected with the club, you know, right from the top all the way through to volunteers, supporters, everyone. It's, you know, such a tight-knit club. If we can help, you know, just bring that little bit, bring everyone back together a little bit more, and get a winning team on the pitch. You know, there's plenty to work with. They've had two decent seasons, but want to try and, you know, kick it on and get it up, challenging that in those top five places on a consistent basis. That's the plan, and if we can do that, then yeah, we'll be really pleased that we've come back.
Appointed just before the end of this season. It's an interesting timing. Does that give you a real opportunity now to work with the players? Do you feel like that's a positive or a plus to be appointed at this time?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the most important time of the year now. Back end of the season. I don't think I've ever had it with guys where, you know, we had an end of season where you had a bit of time to recruit players. We never knew what division we were going to be in, did we? So you were always holding on to find out that. So we've got a bit of head start. Obviously, Russ does great work in terms of recruitment and dealing with players, and a lot's been going on behind the scenes already. We've obviously, myself and Danny, have spoken to players this past few days since we know that we're going to be doing the job as well in terms of recruiting new ones. So together, I think we're in a great spot. We work, you know, got a fair few already tied down for next season, a couple that we've been able to get agreed with, and yeah, plenty more irons in the fire as well. So we're in a really good position, and being appointed at this stage has given us a bit of a head start.
And how is that role with yourselves and Russ? How do you feel that's going to pan out, and are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, first of all, I think, you know, we have a very similar outlook to Russ, and what we look for in football players. We'll have different different contacts, and ultimately Russell sort of deal with more of that signing, dealing with players and negotiations, and that's great for us. That allows us to identify the people that we want and what kind of player that we want, and you know, between us, I'm sure we'll be able to get a good pool of players to choose from that we think will be the best for what we need, you know, to improve as many departments as we can on the pitch on a Saturday afternoon and a Tuesday night. So yeah, I've obviously known Russ for a few years, come up against him on a few occasions, spoken about players with him at times as well, and really, you know, I think it's more of a modern way, isn't it? 10 years ago when we were doing it, 8-9 years ago, manager did everything, but now I've worked under, you know, a similar sort of arrangement in my previous job, so that's not going to be a problem at all, I think. And with it being Russ, who's such a knowledgeable football person and so many contacts, that can only help us. So really looking forward to that and making that work.
And of course, young players. We've had a recent record of getting some really good young players coming through from the academy. Academy's won the league this season. You know, Ollie Brown playing today. Be looking at the young talent that's coming through the club.
Yeah, always, not just, you know, from a first team point of view. You see guys and lads that are going on to professional clubs before they've even made an appearance in the first team. You know, the work that's been going on, we saw that when we were here as players. It was in its infancy back then, and you see how well they've done. And yeah, having that pathway from academy to first team into professional football, I think that's something, work that's been going on for a long time, you know, years ago, and will continue a long time after we've left the club again in the future. And you need that. Dave Curry's done a fantastic job, and looking forward to working with Dave again and the guys in the academy to, help those lads get into the first team and progress them and help them push on. Ultimately, they've got to be good enough, and like I say, Ollie's certainly good enough. He's proved that this season, and many more will, I'm sure, in the future, and really looking forward to working with them.
Supporters have been tremendous today, and coming in their number, they've had a precious little to cheer about. You couldn't miss them today. They're wearing Hawaiian shirts. I'm sure you'll be wanting to bring a few more smiles to faces around Nethermoor.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, whether people are happy now that we're back or not, that they'll be happy or not if we win games. So that's the plan. We play, you know, want to play front foot football, and you know, a team that plays with good energy and tries to pass the ball and move it well. The guys, the way as we used to call it years ago, when we played and managed, that's what we'll be trying to instill. It's a tough league, some, you know, big clubs in it and big spenders. It's going to be tough, but you know, we're ready for the challenge, and those supporters, I'm sure, travelling the numbers here, because this is a long way, isn't it? You forget how far away this is. It's a while since we've been coming the numbers and supported, and you know, we want to try and just give them a little bit more to cheer about and look forward to on a Saturday afternoon at Nethermoor.
Raising the standards, and you've been doing that on the radio as well recently with Bradford City. Do we have to raise our game as well on the media team?
No, I think I learnt from you, Colin Satlong. So I remember doing a commentary, was it?
Skelmersdale,
good memory. Yeah, we did that together, so I learnt everything from you in that respect, Colin. No, I enjoyed that while I've been out, kept my eye in a little bit and involved, you know. Football's in your blood, isn't it? So being out since November and that's been nice, but you know, this is what it's all about, put your team together and that feeling 5 o'clock on a Saturday when you've won, and Tuesday night, that's the drug that keeps coming back. And yeah, people think you're crazy for doing it, and you think that yourself a lot of the time, but no, yeah, really grateful for the opportunity to do this job. You know, we certainly think we're going to be given the resources and the help to get a winning team on the pitch and you know, get people coming to Nethermoor enjoying the Saturday afternoons. So.